Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
I am here today with my co-host, Andy Jones.
Hello there.
I want to talk about how to get ahead. How to get ahead. Yeah. So this comes from some of my own experience because I'm not that talented. Now, I know, Andy Jones Live, you are very talented.
Wow, just thank you. Kind of embarrasses me a little bit. But
So, you know, raw, natural talent. But I really don't have a whole lot of that. And the other bummer for me is that I had no insider track. Like, you know, wasn't
you didn't have the name.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like the family business. It wasn't like my dad did this and gave a good word for me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
I just had no inside track and I'm not that talented.
I'm sorry for you.
Yeah,
no talent.
No.
No name recognition.
No, I've just had to work really hard.
Rags to riches.
Yeah. But Jesus actually talks about getting ahead, and it's probably one of those upside down, mess with your thinking Jesus kinds of statements, because he talks about the way to get ahead isn't to push your way to the front, but it's actually from the back, like the servant is the greatest. And so, you know, his thoughts on it are probably a little contrary to what we would read in maybe a self-help or success book about getting ahead. And so I guess I want to talk about a couple of different thoughts. One is doing things the crowd isn't willing to do. And the truth is a lot of people who want to be served but aren't willing to serve. And so just being a person who's willing to do what the rest of the crowd isn't willing to do. I have always believed that leaders are readers, that leaders are growing, and they will put time into reading books, growing themselves. The average American, statistically, will purchase one book this year.
So average American, meaning the crowd.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what everybody's doing,
right?
Buying a book.
And one book.
I'm guessing it's maybe Twilight, Harry Potter. I'm just guessing now.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's one of those popular
50 Shades
books.
Of Grey.
Exactly. When I was on vacation this summer, I saw a lady at the pool reading that book. I was kind of embarrassed. Like, I looked over,
like, whoa, excuse me.
It's weird, actually, because, you know, when you experience that kind of a thing, like, I should be embarrassed that she's at the pool in a bathing suit, and I accidentally looked over at her, but I'm just embarrassed that I saw her reading that book.
So,
leaders are readers. And, you know, that's something that not everyone is willing to do.
Sure.
Read, not just for entertainment, not just for pleasure, but to grow, to learn. A couple other thoughts, and these might be, seem surprising to you about getting ahead, but, when you're invited to go somewhere, bring a gift.
Yeah.
Show up with a gift. I guarantee you, if you think about this, places that you've been where you've been invited and others have been invited, there's a whole lot of people showing up with no expression of thanks or acknowledgement. So when you go somewhere you've been invited to, bring a gift. It's kind of an old school thought too, really. I mean, people back in the day used to do that just as a principle.
Somebody did that for me. I was on the receiving end. And I it stuck out to me.
Right.
And ever since then.
Yep.
I've done that.
Yeah. Cool. Love it. When you have reason to thank someone, write a card. Don't do the Facebook post. And please don't do the e-card. The, like, it's a link that you have to click to
in your email.
See it.
Wait, what about Twitter at replies? Is that a good way to thank?
I mean, I don't care. If you got to do that, do it. But, like, I'm saying, when you need to thank someone, send a card. Like, write something.
Write it out.
And maybe the post office won't be around for much longer. I'm not really sure. So maybe you just actually have to deliver it, hand it to them.
Yeah.
You know, when you see them at the office or at church or whatever, give them the card. But write the note. Write something down. Offer to take something off the plate of your leader. The plate, the proverbial, you know, you're spinning plates, you are carrying responsibilities.
Sure.
But actually offer to take something. I can do that for you.
Yeah.
I'm happy to take that. Do more than is asked and more than is expected. I think there's nothing more average than just doing the requirements.
It's right on the report card. Meets expectations.
Yeah. Be willing to work hard. Refuse to be a whiner. Don't be a complainer. Don't be a whiner. Just refuse to be that person. That's pretty normal. That's pretty average.
It's number one on my list, man.
Yeah.
I circled it. Whining and complaining. You know, you talk about a big crowd, the Israelites.
Yeah.
It was a big crowd
that
full
was a
of
lot of people.
Yeah, they're all complaining,
right.
All whining.
Yep. Even if you just take a narrow sample of them, some leaders, the 12 spies going in, right? You have two that didn't whine, didn't complain, that had faith and said, "Yep, let's do this." And then all the rest were whiners and complainers. And then last thought: stick it out, refuse to quit, outlast the others. And these are all just different things that I've tried to do, still trying. Mm-hmm. My wife is way better at writing the card than I am. Sometimes I lean on her for that. But I haven't had that much talent, and I haven't had the inside track. But there are some things that you can do to set yourself apart and get ahead.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.